Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Central Rappahannock Regional Library in this morning. Aaron Creighton and Craig Graziano from the downtown branch are here this morning. Good to have you guys here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It's good to be good to focus on the down. We haven't done a downtown branch show for a while, so we need to focus on a lot of things. First question that comes to mind, is the elevator working?
As of 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the elevator is working.
Yeah. Yay!
We're going to continue to monitor it to make sure that it goes smoothly. It's quieter and smoother than ever been.
Yes. It feels like it's so weirdly quiet because you got used to it being a little on the loud side, right? It was 35 years old. It was the oldest working elevator in the city.
Installed in 1990 when the branch was renovated.
Yeah.
Fredericksburg City Council approved a replacement back in the spring, and we anticipated 4 weeks. It ended up being 6 weeks, but we are so excited that it is a functioning elevator for our historic building.
Yes. The staff, the volunteers, and our customers are thrilled. I actually worked last night until closing, and I had so many people come up to me at the research desk to be like, oh my God, the elevator is working. This is so exciting. And we were like, yes, it is. So,
did you cut a ribbon or anything?
We joked about doing that. We have not actually done that. Yeah. People were talking about like different ways to celebrate. We should do something.
We had some caution tape up, so I guess kind of cutting that down was something that we did.
No, there are, and I've rarely used it, but just knowing it was there was nice because there's a lot of stairs. Those stairs work you out.
More than 50 between the basement and the third floor.
Oh, yes.
So it's quite a climb.
Yeah.
You can get your steps in there.
You can. You do, even though you can sort of judge kind of what shape you're in.
It's nice to have some options.
It is. And I have to say, like, you know, huge, like, thank you to the staff at the Fredericksburg branch because our pages, the people who actually shelve the books, were physically carrying stuff up and down the stairs.
Baskets of books from floor to floor. Our customer services staff were separating things by floor. Second floor is all children's and teen materials. Adult nonfiction on the third floor. And volunteers, too, were hauling. And our security officers make rounds throughout the branch. So they certainly got their steps in. Everyone really pitched in and stepped up.
Thought of that,
yeah,
though.
The physically moving of the collection when you have no elevator for a 5-floor building.
Yeah. It was a lot of logistics. We had to work with our courier system. They're dropping off bins all the time, and staff stepped up to move those bins between floors as well. It was wonderful.
And it's not like that top floor that used to be administration is now, there's a lot of activity up there.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's just, it was logistically, like, thankfully we had a lot of notice. The city was great about telling us in the spring. It didn't happen until, you know, the fall. So we were prepared, but it was still one of those things where we were like, okay, we can do this. We can get through this. And we were joking around with the staff and, you know, doing morale things to keep everybody, you know, excited and pumped. But everybody is so thrilled that it's now working again.
And just excellent timing and scheduling, not doing it in the summer, our busiest time of year, the hottest time of year, or the winter where people have heavy coats and, you know, might have a lot more bulk. So they just timed it perfectly, and it went as smoothly, I think, as it possibly could go.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, the city for repairing it and replacing the whole thing was just phenomenal. We can't thank them enough.
Yeah. Yeah. But you have to think of those things. And I'm sure that you all did, and just logistically and seeing, and just even older customers having to, because some people, we laugh about that's a lot of stairs, and it is, but for some people, they couldn't make it.
And our building is a historic building.
Yes.
It was Lafayette School, built in 1908. So without the elevator, it's technically not ADA compliant. We posted signage about this, posted on the website a couple months in advance.
Anytime people called, we would let them know.
Yeah. at the same time, you know, not everyone's checking the website or looking at that. So
yes.
Trying to work with customers, making sure that, you know, they are comfortably able to access it as best as possible. Of course, we have 9 other branches as well that are all fantastic and all single story.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I can't think of anybody that has multiple stories like you do downtown. No,
it's literally just us. We're a historic building. We're a unique setup. It was a challenge, but you know, our customers came through too. We had a lot more curbside pickups than we'd had recently during the elevator being out, and you know, people just rallied behind us, and it's wonderful now that they have the opportunity to come back up and see us on the third floor and on the second floor and on the lower level.
And so, and here's how historic it is, or how the name is. So earlier this week, I was walking around the Fredericksburg Cemetery with Florence Barnick, and there we're looking at the headstone, and it said, you know, Wallace.
Oh.
And I immediately said, is that the Wallace with the Wallace Library? She said yes, and so we had that conversation.
Casper Wister Wallace, whose portrait is in the Virginiana room on the lower level, and yes, his name is across the front steps, and the former Wallace Library is next to the Renwick building. That was the original one.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Princess Anne
yeah,
Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it out. It's
yeah.
I don't think you can go inside it, but
no, you can see. Look at the outside.
Yeah.
But like 1969, that building was overflowing, so that's when Lafayette School moved out, and the 1201 Caroline Street was given to the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Now the city owns the building, and they take care of the building for us. Which we appreciate so much.
So So you got the elevator back. The other great thing about not only the elevator, because it's right there, is that the payphone sits outside. I love that. I always take a picture of it.
It still gets used.
It does.
It gets used all the time.
I wondered. I've never seen anybody using it.
No, it's actually, so there's very recently, actually over the summer, we had this customer experiencing homelessness who was a Vietnam vet, and he was using it all the time to try to connect with the VA. And through other things, we were actually able to help him get housing, but it was because we were able to connect him with some of the services at the branch. But he was using the phone to try to call the VA, and he was, you know, getting through some red tape and whatnot. But you know, we helped him really connect to these other things by putting him in contact with some of our community partners.
So we're a member of the Fredericksburg Regional Continuum of Care. It's an organization made up of like 55 agencies, all providing some sort of services to customers experiencing homelessness, individuals experiencing homelessness. And we were doing the pit count, the point in time count. Mm-hmm. I think Sam and Megan have probably been here talking about it. And there's a summer pit count every other year. So this was actually an opportunity to, if anyone said that they were a veteran, we could get the VA out to help them find housing. And this customer who had been using the payphone to try and get some services was able to get housing because he was at the library that day.
During the pit count. And because we knew of his story, when we knew that the VA was going to be there, Craig is actually a volunteer for the pit count. He helps with it. He was able to help find this customer, connect him with the VA, and get this customer housing.
That's so interesting.
Isn't that amazing?
What's also interesting, though, Craig, is that that branch is so connected to the city, just because that's an issue. You've got people around there, more so maybe than some of the other branches. And so to be involved in that says a lot.
Yeah, it's a place that the library is welcome to everyone.
Right.
Everyone's able to come there. We want to make sure that everyone's able to enjoy the library as well. So we have a lot of partnerships that are really helping us provide some services and make it a welcoming place for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're really proud of our community partners. I mean, we can't do it alone, you know. No man is an island.
Yeah.
We partner with, like, you know, we just started a new partnership with Germana, and they're offering free health assessments at the library on Tuesdays. Anybody can come in and get their free health check, 9:30 to 2 on Tuesdays. And that's just a wonderful program. So you can get your blood pressure checked, and they have health information. So if you're like, hey, you know, oh, you have high blood pressure, what does that mean? Here's some really good literature for you.
Anyone can do it. That's a popular morning for our grower reader classes. So, like, caregivers are bringing children in and getting the chance to get a health check too, just so they get that experience. And then the Germana nursing students are getting their experience. They're earning their credits by providing the service. And I get a weekly, you know, health check, blood pressure check, and that's just a nice thing
to know,
be aware of.
Right. Especially something like that, if something is coming up, it gives you kind of an early warning sign. And I noticed that Antoine Carey and the free haircuts, I see those signs up
a
lot,
too. It's
such
a popular program. That's been going on for like almost 2 years now, I think, right?
Yes. Yeah. Such a fantastic partnership. Antoine is wonderful. His students are getting their experience cutting hair, and then anyone is welcome. It's first come, first serve. First and third Mondays.
That's such a wonderful program because he's basically giving out about 25 free haircuts every single time he comes in. Sometimes more, sometimes less, but it averages to be about 25. And if you think about that, like we've had people come in who are want to get their haircut before they go for a job interview, right? I mean, that's
a huge impact.
Yeah, to make yourself feel good, mm-hmm. to, you know, put on that confidence that you can actually go out there and, like, you know, feel more hopeful. We've had parents bring in kids right before school starts because you know how expensive school shopping is, right? Like,
right.
I mean, it's just to be able to come to the library to get some of these, you know, free services is just amazing. So,
quick break. We're going to talk about this and a whole bunch more things, especially in focusing on the downtown library this morning with Craig and Aaron from the library. Librarypoint.org, the website for the library. We'll also talk about some events coming up with the library, too. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff already this morning with Craig Graziano and Aaron Creighton with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. They are with the downtown branches, and just as we started off, just talking about. I mean, the downtown branch is really unlike any other branch.
It's in the middle of historic Fredericksburg.
Yeah, it is.
It's part of historic Fredericksburg. It's part of the community. It's a community hub. We have meeting rooms. We have places that people can gather, exchange ideas. And
we actually just added a new meeting room, too.
Yes, yeah.
There's a new meeting room?
We took one of the spaces that wasn't really being well utilized, and we were able to turn it, because we have such demand on our free meeting room spaces, right? Because where else can you have a community meeting for 35 people, right?
Right.
And so we took one of our spaces, and we were able to turn it into another meeting room to try to help meet demand.
So we've got four meeting rooms at this point. We've got the theater, which is
Everybody knows that.
And four study rooms and two privacy pods that are up on the third floor of the branch. Lots of places to gather, meet, study, telework if you need to. Yeah.
I live near the Salem Church branch. So when I go to a branch, it's often that. But often the library, I'm down to the library either to see you guys or I'll meet somebody there. Or there are programs. The one program I think that's The outside program is Music on the Steps every year. Such a popular. And this year, although you guys may not think it because you're having to look at the weather each week, it seemed that most weeks, you went through a stretch there where a number of times you had to move it inside. But
a lot of July was inside due to either thunderstorms and the spottiness of thunderstorms.
Yeah, or the heat sometimes.
Yeah. But the bulk of the concerts were outside this summer, and I can't really go into detail, but we are actually already in the planning phases for next summer. So we've already put out the call for bands. That's already closed.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
We're in the process of finalizing who will be actually performing at our 41st year next year, which is just crazy when you think about it, right?
Yeah.
So, but we had some really amazing people submit. So I think it'll be a really fun concert series next year. Definitely. So, yeah.
So it's 41 years, so that's it's early 80s, I guess, is when everything got started with that.
Right. And it started out as like just, you know, I think a folk concert series, and it really has evolved into like an eclectic mix of music and,
different,
you know,
genres,
different genres,
different styles.
I would say of all the people at all the branches and all the people that I have gotten to know over the years with the library, I see you two the most because there are so many community meetings things going on, and usually one of you two are visible at a meeting just to make sure that everybody, you know, all the lights are on and everything, the microphones
the
are
logistics.
Working.
Yeah,
Craig and I like to stay busy. What can we say? Yeah.
We like to make sure things are going smoothly.
Very much so, yeah.
But as we talked about, just as we started the show and talked about it, just that branch particularly, but the library in general, I mean, you really are, there is a focus of providing assistance to people that have needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. I started at the Fredericksburg branch about 2.5 years ago, and I really tried to focus on helping customers experiencing homelessness and low-income folks too, you know, people who really need our help. And so we have, you know, lots of programs. It actually started with Craig. He partnered with the Department of Social Services to come in to the branch twice a month to help connect people to, like, SNAP benefits and, you know, anything that Medicaid and energy assistance.
Just helping fill out the forms, fill out the paperwork. And
remove some of those barriers, right? Yeah. And then from there, it's kind of evolved. Like, we added, like, lawyer in the library with legal aid.
I was just going to say, because, Ann Klotner will come in and talk about that program.
Oh, she's wonderful.
A lot. That your branch really does a lot of those kinds of, just provides really things that we all know, and a lot of us, you know, have trouble with those kinds of things.
Well, and, you know, because we get such questions about it frequently, we just actually built a new webpage for our community. It's librarypoint.org/local-assistance. And if you go there, it has basically any information you need in the community for if you need things like essential services like housing, food, healthcare, employment, legal help, anything like that we saw. We keep getting questions about this stuff. We want to help connect people easily. We wanted to make it easy for our staff to help find this information. And so a bunch of us built this webpage, and then we found the information, and then our amazing web team built the webpage. And it's a really cool place to have a hub of information for people.
So it's librarypoint.org.
Yep. /local-assistance.
Local-assistance. To check that out.
Check it out. It's really, I mean, our web team is just outstanding, and they did such a great job of, we gave them like a bunch of information, and then they made it look beautiful.
Comprehensive, visually appealing.
Very much so.
I was just going to say that reminds me when you said about the technical team there, the At Your Library.
They do
magazine.
Such a great job putting that together every season.
I can't imagine the work that's involved.
So much work.
We should have the winter issue the first week of November in the branches. They should be arriving by that time.
Wow, that's so coming.
The current issue will get you through November.
I know. What happened to the year? Like, can you believe it's already like towards the end of October? Like, what happened?
I know. But it is. It's just that kind of information. Or a lot of times, another reason where I'll sometimes bump into you is organizations have meetings there. Like, I'm thinking of a few months ago, Rappahannock Education Farm. Mm-hmm. They have their board meetings there. And you run into that all the time of where people will have those kinds
Anyone
of things.
With a library card can sign up for a meeting room like once a week. You could have a once a weekly meeting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why we have such an eclectic group of people who use the meeting rooms, because it's like we all have like a, you know, outside groups who are doing conversation groups, you know, like there's this one person who wants to use it for a Japanese conversation group, and it's not a library program, and they can come in and use the space, and it's absolutely outstanding. And it's something that anybody can really partake in. So, like, the Rappahannock Education Farm,
the Master Gardeners. Fredericksburg, I know, has done programs. Yeah, Master Gardeners.
Washington Heritage. Like, there are so many different local organizations who use our rooms. It's wonderful.
And that's the library, and we see this every month when we talk about things. The library is just so much more than books and checking out books.
Oh,
I mean, you have gone way beyond that for a long time.
Well, with our library of things, we are offering a greater variety of materials to check out than ever before.
Yes.
Lawn games, the household technologies that help you, you know, check the electrical voltage on a power outlet, for example.
Yeah.
So many different things.
And all the cool stuff you can borrow at Idea Space, like the camcorders and like the DJ kit and all that cool stuff.
Yeah, and that's been, I was going to say, just a whole different thing. Because I remember when Library of Things started and thinking, oh, that's really great. And it really was. I mean, I remember initially it was kind of the lawn games and those kinds of things. And then before you know it, we're having these conversations, and it is being talked about, you know, different kind of tools inside the house that you might that are expensive on their own, but you may only need to use every so often.
Just try it once, test it out, maybe.
Yeah.
And now they have like really cool craft kits too. So if you're like interested in embroidery, but you don't know if you want to like get into the expense of it, you can try our embroidery kit, or we have some music kits. So you can try to play the ukulele and to see if you, before you want to go down to, you know, buy one, you can check it out and see, and which is super fun. The drum kit is super fun. I've borrowed that.
Are your neighbors happy about that?
It is not that loud. It was just such a really fun thing to do. So it's literally a tabletop thing.
Yeah.
And you just play on it, and you can make it loud, but you don't need to make it like as loud as an actual drum kit. Right. So yeah.
But again, that's something if you think you want to learn how to do.
Yeah, right.
Maybe after you do it, you think I want to do it, or maybe you just think, well, that was a dumb idea.
Totally. There have been so many studies about how learning an instrument is just good for your brain matter, right? It's good for your gray matter. Like the Alzheimer's Association has said, one of the things you can do to help yourself is to learn to play an instrument. And why not borrow our stuff for free from the library, and that way you can learn, and if it doesn't work out, no harm, no foul.
As you talk about the year almost being over, all of a sudden occurs to me that we're going to be, before you know it, we're going to be talking about the adult winter reading program. Oh,
yeah. We're still picking out prizes for that. So, yeah.
It's just, and that, again, another illustration of just the number of programs that you have for kids and adults of all ages. Every year you
so
come
comprehensive.
Up with
it. Grow a Reader classes for ages 5 and under, all the way to babies. Mm-hmm. I mean, like Mother Goose is like a shorter, like 15-minute mix of lap jogs and nursery rhymes, all the way to like a half hour. And we do these great grower reader specials. We've recently had Grandparents Day, we just had Diwali, and we have our Halloween hooplas coming up next week as
well. That's always fun. The kids get to dress in costumes, and then they trick-or-treat around the branch. They go to all the different desks to get a sticker. It's so adorable.
It's a little Halloween parade throughout the Fredericksburg.
Oh, how fun is
different
that?
Branches.
Yep. Just in time for the elevator to be working again.
Thank goodness.
Well, one of the things, as you described that, Craig, I was just going to say, you can take Craig Graziano out of the children's area, but you can't totally take it out of it. I can remember over the years you and I have had when that was your focus.
I worked in youth services for a little over a decade.
I think.
Just fantastic. Like, people still like bring up picture books, and I'm like, I know that was that author, and I love making connections about those things. You can never be too old for picture books.
No, you can't.
You know, this is how much he's children's stuff is ingrained with him. The other day we were talking about Where's Waldo, and I was like, oh, who is the guy in Where's Waldo who's like the anti Where's Waldo? And I turned and I looked at Craig, and he immediately knew the answer.
Oddlaw.
Yep.
It's Waldo spelled backwards.
And I was like, I knew you would know that.
Yes. Yeah. No, as you started talking about the show, about the girl reader and everything, and you just took right off, and I thought, I just remember having these conversations. We did some great shows just focused on kids stuff, and that was what your main focus was.
Absolutely. I was a teen librarian. I did grow reader classes. I love being the branch manager at the Fredericksburg branch, though. That's the library that I went to a lot of branches throughout the Central Rappahannock system as a kid, but the Fredericksburg branch was always special. Driving in from Spotsylvania, running up the stairs while my sister took the elevator and trying to get to the second floor before she could.
That's awesome.
And it's a great story. Yeah. We've talked about how your mom would bring you guys to the library.
Absolutely.
And that just shows you what a library. It can do so many things,
and
whether it's a career or whatever.
She's still coming in. She's one of our best customers for the bookshops. And you know, whatever age you are, there is something for you at the library.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, definitely. Book clubs and, you know, Fabulous Friday for the kids and the teens do so many cool things. We have an awesome teen librarian at the Fredericksburg branch. Owen, who's been on your show before, he's fantastic. He does tons of stuff for the kids, for the teens.
Owen's going to be at Park After Dark tonight.
Yes.
And that is a partnership with Fredericksburg Parks. And that is at Memorial Kenmore Park.
Yeah.
And it's going to be spooky stories tonight.
Okay, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Quick break. We'll continue on this morning. Good stuff with Craig Graziano and Aaron Creighton with the Fredericksburg branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, librarypoint.org. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Aaron Creighton and Craig Graziano from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here this morning. It just occurred to me, Aaron, that we were talking about Craig and him starting out with youth services and moving around. Has there been a part or how has there been an area where you worked in the past that you especially liked?
I've always kind of been in adult services.
Oh, okay.
I got my very first public library job when I was 16, and I was working at the customer service desk part-time and at the research desk part-time. And it was a very busy public library in New England. I'm originally from New England.
Yeah.
And I just, where I started, and I just really enjoyed it. I've had opportunities to go into youth services. I very much respect what they do, but it's just never been my calling.
Yeah, and I guess that happens. Yeah.
Aaron has fantastic experience from multiple different types of public library systems up and down the East Coast. I'm a little limited. I've only worked for Central Rappahannock at Salem Church, Howell, and the Fredericksburg branch.
Yeah, but you have that institutional knowledge. So that's why, you know, Craig and I have worked together for the past, like...
we're a good team.
You guys are a great team.
I agree. Yeah, I see just in the past hour when we do these shows together.
Yeah, I knew moving to the Fredericksburg branch was the right move. And honestly, like, you know, not to, you know, toot our own horn, but it just works so well when we're at the branch and we've managed to do some really amazing things.
You have so much good perspective and experience. And then, yes, the institutional knowledge Rappahannock is very helpful.
Yeah.
One of the things about the downtown branch, all the branches have art, but it seems like the downtown branch has a lot of art.
All of the branches have monthly art shows. Mm-hmm. And then the city of Fredericksburg itself is an arts town.
So very much so.
The fact that we are able to... We have art shows. So we have the Uniquely Fredericksburg, Uniquely Stafford, and Uniquely Spotsylvania that rotate through the branches. Our current art show at the Fredericksburg branch is for Homelessness Awareness Month, and this was put on by Community Canvas. And it's reclaimed wood. It's like 2x4s and plywood made into boxes. Yeah. And then I think they set them up in Market Square. And then a lot of individuals experiencing homelessness, but everyone is welcome to attend these community canvas events. They were able to take found objects and put them in the boxes. And this is based on the object work of an artist named Louise Nevelson. And so it's experimental, mm-hmm. it's playful, it's like juxtaposing different objects together. And it's the chance for creative expression. So Community Canvas is this initiative founded by Javon Kirby from Rappahannock Area Community Services Board. She's doing fantastic work in the community.
Yeah, she's outstanding.
And they have regular Community Canvas events at 1016 Caroline Street. That's the Fredericksburg Baptist Church on Mondays and Thursdays from 12 to 4. We are so excited that we are going to start offering Community Canvas Craft and Connect starting January 7th. 2026, and every first Wednesday, we will also be an outlet for that community canvas.
Okay.
Everyone's welcome. Everyone's able to be creative. And come on in and see this art show, too, because it's going to be up for the next week. And you can just see some of the fantastic work that Community Canvas is doing. It really shows a behind the scenes of the pieces before they were put together in Market Square. And then individuals like adding the pieces.
It's one of the most unique shows we've ever had. It really is. It's quite different. It's really cool.
I don't remember anything like it.
Yeah.
And then in November, we have professional artists and artisans from Stafford County. December, we have winners from the Johnny P. Johnson Teen Art Show. And every month we have something different hanging up in there.
So. Yeah, it's very cool.
It's the art part of the downtown library. It's just, especially if you walk in the lower level down, you see that, or a lot of times in the auditorium.
And the community is really used to us having like robust art shows, and when we are in between shows, or where we've taken one down and we haven't gotten the chance to put the next one up yet, people will ask us about it. They'll be like, "Where's the next one? What's going on? Where's the art?"
I can see that. Yeah.
So, last month, Penny Parrish, a photographer, just noticed that we didn't have anything scheduled coming up, and she dropped off a bunch of great photography, and to be able to have that up, it gave our security guard something to look at.
Yes.
Cheryl was like, "I'm so glad that there's something for me to look at in the atrium."
Well, there are, whether it's teens or any age, you do see with these library art shows, there's some really talented people in this community.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. So the Johnny P. Johnson Teen Art Show is going to be coming up again. End of February is the submission period. We usually have almost 100 pieces every single time. So that's going to be in the theater. Yeah. The atrium, and we have local artists who judge the works. It's one of my favorite events every year.
Oh, definitely.
One of the things, Aaron, that you do that we need to just spend just a few minutes on is, and I think they're generally on Fridays, the conversations with people.
Oh, yeah, the lunch and learns.
And they're Zoom kind of things. And you're generally kind of I look at you and think, you could do this show.
Oh, wow. Okay, so are you hiring? No, I'm kidding. I love my job. We've been doing the lunch and learn for, we started with the pandemic.
Yes,
and,
COVID.
It was a program that the director of adult services, Tracy McPeck, she had this idea and she brought it to me and she's like, "What do you think of this?" And I took the idea and I ran with it. And I am so grateful to have an amazing group of people to work with, because now anybody who works in adult services can help out with us, if they're a programmer. And so we have things like, we just did a really great one about my mind just blanked out. We're doing one next week with the Friends of the Library and explaining what the Friends are, but we work with a lot of community partners and organizations too. We've done one about October is also Black Fine Art Month, and so we did one about that, which was really fantastic, where we had some local creative people come in and share their art, and that was amazing. So it's just really cool.
I watched one that was fantastic with Danae Peckler from HFFI,
that was the one that I was trying to think of.
Foundation,
yeah,
talking about just the logistics of these historic buildings and trying to, you know, it's an example of the architecture from that period. So preserving them. John Bachman is always amazing.
Yes.
He's got paleontology background.
He's helping us with, we're doing a bunch of stuff for the 250th, because it's the America's 250th. It's the, you know, our birthday. And so he's doing a bunch about local things that are historically important, like Aquia Harbor and the Freestone and the Masons and all sorts of good stuff. So we have lots of really cool lunch and learns coming up. We do them about the libraries, you can learn more about us and our services, but we also really love to work with community partners. This summer we got to work with like Step VA, which is such an amazing program, and we worked with a bunch of others, and it's just one of those things that we're just really grateful to be able to, you know, share information with people about.
I've gotten ideas from guests because of you.
So that's why I think Ted, what a compliment.
Yes, no, you're you really are a very good host at and ask good questions, and it brings the community in, and so you can find out a lot about these things on Facebook.
We air them on our Facebook page. They're also on our webpage, librarypoint.org/events. You can always go there and find it too.
We have a YouTube channel.
You can search
through that for old episodes.
Oh, okay.
And not only, you know, it's not just the Lunch and Learn, which is a fantastic program, but really with the with COVID, it gave us the opportunity to do more virtual programming. So for instance, on Wednesdays, the second or third Wednesday of the month, we run a program called Wealth Wednesdays, which is a local organization called Alna Financial, Alna Wealth Management. Sorry, they come on once a month, and the guy who runs that program, his name is Lamont Brown. He is the wealth manager of Alna Financial, and he comes on and he shares his information for free to people who, you know, I think there's a lot of barriers around financial information because people get really confused about it, and they get really like, oh, like what am I supposed to do? And I'm in my 40s; it's too late to invest. I don't know how to do that. that. And he comes in and he tries to just give people really good free information, and it's wonderful.
The next one is November 12th. It's Successful Transition to Retirement. That's going to be on the second Wednesday from 2 to 3.
Second Wednesday, yeah. Yep. And it's just a wonderful program, because I'm one of those people who gets a little bit like nervous about like money stuff. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
So to have somebody who's an expert, tell me what to do is just wonderful.
Well, in these times too, the library is so important to have these kinds of programs. A lot of people, especially if you're a government employee or you're just finding that money's not going, you go out to eat or you go to shop, and things are so much more expensive right now.
Oh, yeah.
The library is offering all of these free options.
No charge. No yeah. charge for our classes and events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's, we're so lucky to be able to, Fredericksburg gives us the opportunity to work with different people and different organizations. And it's just, it gives us the opportunity to have such a rich, array of programs for people. It's just fantastic, honestly.
Well, and we talk, about the free health assessments or all the things that we've talked about. Those are just they're terrific for so many people to be able to access those things.
Well, and we always say it has to work for everybody. So all of our programs, for the most part, are open to everybody. Like, we have things that are geared towards specific ages and whatnot, but it's always open to, regardless of your socioeconomic background, come in, enjoy the library, enjoy what we have to offer.
So just following the library Facebook page is really a great way to stay in touch with what's happening now.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll make announcements about things happening in the system. We certainly promote our events on there.
We have fun. We do the book talks on Wednesdays where you can come on and just, what are you reading?
I love those kinds of things. Yeah. Or even people, there have been There was something about a taco recipe the other day. And I mean, there are a lot of different things that sometimes that are just fun.
It is. And we like to have fun on, social media. So, yeah.
Are you reading anything good, Ted?
I am reading.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
No, I am. I'm in the middle of reading something about Joe Kennedy.
Okay. Oh.
And also Woodrow and Edith Wilson.
Wilson. Yes.
So.
Oh, you're such a big fan of nonfiction. Every time I talk to you, always reading nonfiction.
And Edith was calling the shots a little bit for
that's
a while,
that's
right?
What's, yes, yeah, that's what's interesting stroke. About that. Yes, yeah. That's what's interesting about this book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I have not. I do. I have, though, and it just the library book sale, which I just missed.
Oh, we have another one. We have a big one coming up in November. So, people are going to want to do their holiday shopping, and I think it's November.
It's the Friday before Thanksgiving sale.
That
starts Friday, November 21st. It's 10 to 6 at the Friends of the Library Center. And then the Fredericksburg branch is having a weekly book sale starting next Monday.
Yeah, our weekly book sale is next week, so you could always stop by and see. We have lots of really cool stuff.
I will.
We'll have it in the atrium because we have an elevator.
Yay!
I will do that. No, I actually have gotten some nonfiction books. They're over to the side.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm afraid to pick them up yet. But one of these days I'll pick them up and I might like it and continue to read.
Yeah, there's just, honestly, the high quality of stuff that we get donated that we're able to put in our sale to raise money for the Friends of the Library, and that money goes directly to impact us and what we're able to do. It's such a wonderful system. And, we have our monthly book sale is something that we all look forward to. And I have to say, Craig was joking around earlier about his mom being one of our best customers. The staff are some of our best customers too, because we're always reading, right? Mm-hmm. And so we'll see something and we'll be like, that looks really good.
Right.
Yeah. If I buy another cookbook, my sister might just, not let me take it home. So...
Well, and the other thing is, you can always go and if you are wondering what should I be reading or what's hot right now, go and talk to a librarian. Or you also offer things online.
We love giving readers advisory.
Yeah, a lot of librarians. You have these different blogs online where you can get information.
We have the My Librarians,
different
specializations. People, we all have our favorite genres or type of things to read. So you can ask one of those My Librarians for personal recommendations.
And you can do that just by going on to our webpage and, like, you know, submitting a question and basically being like, what, here's something I liked last month, or here's something I like, here's something I hate. And they'll find you something that will be right up your alley, you know, mm-hmm. because we are the people who are definitely reading a ton.
We love giving recommendations.
Oh, yeah. It's our actual favorite thing. Yeah.
So speaking of which, I'll give you each a quick second to talk about what would you recommend someone should be reading right now?
Oh gosh, I'm reading right now. I'm reading Cher's memoirs. It's called The Memoir Part One. It is fabulous. I'm doing the audiobook, and so shout out to Libby because I'm doing the audiobook, and it's so well read. It's so interesting, and it literally starts off when she was born, and I'm right at the part now where she has just gotten married to Sonny Bono, and we'll see what happens next. So
okay.
I'm listening to Dracula. My girlfriend and I are listening to Dracula by Bram Stoker.
Yeah, the original.
It's funnier than I thought it would be.
Nice.
And it's weird. It's written in 1897. They're talking about blood transfusions, which is that was not popularized as a technology at that time.
Yeah.
Not until like World War I. But so it almost has like a science fiction vibe to it.
Oh, very cool.
I've read Frankenstein a bunch of times, but this. It's October, so why not do a vampire novel? Vampire novel.
Librarypoint.org, or check them out on Facebook, Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Craig Graziano, the branch manager with the Fredericksburg Downtown Branch Library. Aaron Creighton's the assistant branch manager and adult services department head. Quick break. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can listen to Town Talk anytime, day or night. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning with Aaron Creighton and Craig Graziano with the Downtown Library. As we talk Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning, again, librarypoint.org. We mentioned earlier in the show, Aaron, about the Virginia 250, and we're going to be hearing a lot about this over the next number of years, but I know you're already involved.
Oh, yeah. No, the library has been planning stuff for at least a year, and now we've started to offer our 250th programming. We have in our Fall at Your Library magazine, there's like a two-page spread about all the stuff that we're doing. You can also see it on our webpage at librarypoint.org/events. We're doing some really cool stuff. We're doing lectures, book talks, genealogy workshops. I mean, the genealogy stuff is something that, you know, I personally am just like so fascinated by, especially by the stuff that's a little bit harder to find. So like on Saturday, November 1st, we're doing a genealogy workshop with the Washington Lewis chapter of the National Daughters of the American Revolution. I think
I've done some stories. Yes, yeah. I have. I've talked to them and done some stories, and they just love doing those programs. And say that the turnout is always terrific.
They're fantastic. They're fantastic program partners, but they're doing one on, in October, they did a special program about African-American genealogy, which is really hard to, you know, track down because, you know, slave owners did not keep the best records.
Right.
And now for November, they're doing one about American Indian genealogy, which is going to be really fantastic. And so it's literally the first Saturday in November from 9:30 to 12 at the Fredericksburg branch. And you can sign up on our website. It's going to be really good.
We have a virtual VA 250 event happening today, Forged in Freedom, mm-hmm. History of American Craftspeople. And that's presented by Dr. Gayla Sims.
Oh, Gayla's wonderful.
Oh, she is. Yeah. So
that's part of the lunch and learn.
Yeah, that's lunch, today's
so
lunch
today.
And learn.
Okay.
That's today, yeah.
Are you doing that, Aaron?
I am not doing that one, though I'm not really sure who's doing that one off the top of my head. But that one is just one of the ones that, you know, we've been trying to add more of the 250 stuff to the lunch and learn because there's such interest. I mean, Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania, Westmoreland, Stafford, we're such a historic area.
Absolutely.
So many of the founding fathers come from here. So much of our original history is from here. So it's really wonderful to be able to connect with all these different historical organizations or people like, you know, Dr. Gayla Sims, who is just an outstanding historian and really knows her stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, wow. Bottom line is it's busy at the Downtown Library.
Oh, yes.
Sure is.
And the elevator.
And we've got
back.
The elevator to help you get where you need to go.
As soon as when you came in this morning, when I asked you, you said it was back. That was exciting news.
Oh, it was so exciting because for about 20 seconds yesterday, we were like, oh, is it going to get approved? Is the inspection going to pass? Yeah. We were sort of on pins and needles.
Multiple inspections yesterday morning.
So when it finally happened, like, we were all just so excited. We survived our personal little Staremageddon, and we made it through.
Staremageddon. Aaron Creighton and Craig Graziano, Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Thank you both. This was just fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to have you back again real soon. That's librarypoint.org for more information about the library, or check them out on Facebook, and they have a YouTube channel. That's it. Thanks for listening. See you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.